up to Sanach Aleph on the days, the two dots about a third of the way down, Betzemer, Vosa Betzemer. She has to work with the wool, as weave or knit, and produce things to sell so she can bring in an income. So Gemara says, Betzemer in Bepishtin lo. She can make her work with wool, but not with linen. Masnis and Mani Rabbi Yehudahi, Detanya, Eino Kofa, Lo Lamo Lifnei Aviv, can't force her to serve his father, Velo Lamo Lifnei Beno, or his son, Velo Liten Tevin Lifnei Behemto, can't force her also to give straw to Behema is a Behema Daka, see Rashi says the reason for it, Avo Kofa Liten Tevin Lifnei Bakra, but Behema Gasa, big animals, he can force her to feed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Kofa Lasos B'Pishton. He also can't force her to work with Pishton. Mipnei She'Pishton Masriach Es HaPeh. Because when you work with it, you have to put it in your mouth, the threads or whatever, and it gives a bad odor to your mouth. U'Mesharvit Es HaSfasayim. It also cuts your lips. V'Hani Milei B'Kisna Romoah. It's only talking about a special kind of flax, Pishton Romoah, that has these bad qualities. But Stam Pishton is no difference than Semer, Rashi. Lamo, the Shoris. Lamo means to serve. Behemto, Sus, the Chamor. Sheheim, Mizuyonim, Vitsoalin, the Revia. Can't make her, what's it called, feed his horses and donkeys because they're very, sensuous. And we're afraid that they may induce her to have relations with him. Aval Bakr ain't Allahu Ta'achar Avias Isha, the ain't Yitzro Nikar Kol Kach Lefichach ain't Isha Nisteis Lo. But to live with a cow or a bull, well, not cow, a bull, that we're not afraid that the woman is going to do. Okay, it's, the Gemara says that Lamaisa Yidden are not Choshud on Mishka Behema. Here it's Mashma that we don't force her to work with horses because she may, you know, get enamored to one of the horses or whatever. It's beyond my comprehension what's shot over here, because the Gemara said the Therish that we're not choshed Jews for these kind of Averis. But it could be, you know, if you're looking for an excuse not to work, it's a good excuse. That's the pshat. I've heard worse ones.
The animal for the woman.
What?
Maybe Pumperkit, the animal for the woman.
No, but that's what Rashi says. I would understand that. We're afraid that maybe but how many times are horses, you know, attack women? It's also not the Dover Shchiach Bechlal. And to be choshed that the woman is going to, again, Lechora, the pshat is, you can't force her to do something that even remotely could be damaging to her. So that's it. It's an excuse not to work. That's it. Vani shamati bakron the kevos behemtos chorim. Rashi says you can make her feed your female animals, but not your male animals. That's another pshat in bakor and behema. Misharvet poshton kemin sharvit achinasin gedolos. No, we didn't get it yet. Okay. Yeah. Poshton kemin sharvit achinasin gedolos. It puffs up your lips. Uvushomenu nikra whatever. Ayadeshi tzricha lishro sachu tamid barok. She always has to put the thread in her mouth and wet it, so it causes her lips to puff up. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer afilu ichnisolo meyashvachos. Right. Omer Rav Malchio. Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava. Halachic Rabbi Lezer. Rav Malchio said the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. Omer Rabbi Chanina Bereid Rav Ika. Since we mentioned Rav Malchio, so we're going to mention he. There are certain shmuels that were said in the name of Rav Malchio, and there was another Amora named Rav Malchia who also said shmuels. So the Rav Ada Barava explained. Rav Chanina Bereid Rav Ika explained Shvud Shvachos the Gumos Rav Malchio. Those three Shmuels, Rashi doesn't say what they are. The case of Shvud Shvachos and Gumos was said by Rav Malchiyo. Shouldn't confuse it with Rav Malchiyo. Glories, Efer Makle, Ugvina, these three Shmuels were said by Rav Malchiyo. Papa Omar, no, Masnisa no Masnisa, Rav Malchiyo. If it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, right, that was Rav Malchiyo. Shmaitza, but if they were quoting a Shmaitza of Amorayim, that was Rav Malchiyo. The Simonach, Masnisa Malkasa, right, Masnisa, ends with a tough aleph, that's Malkasa, that's Rav Malchiyo. And what's it called? And the Shmuel's Rav Malchiyo. Might be now, what's the difference between them? Whether it's Mishnais and Brisos were all Rav Malchiyo and Shmuel's Rav Malchiyo, or the three that were mentioned before. The Chorah, there's two differences, but the Gemara mentions one. One difference is, what's it called? Shvachos. The case of Shvachos would be the difference between whether you go after Mishnah and Brisos or you go after the three that are mentioned. Okay. According to Rabbi Chanina Bar Ravika, Shvachos was said by Rav Malchiyo, and Shvachos is a Brisa, so according to Rav Papa, it was said by Rav Malchiyo. Okay, we'll see one second. Shvud, Shvachos, Vigumos, Simone Halachosain. These are all simonim of various halachas. Shvud Meseches Beya, the case of Shvud is talking about Yontif, about Muktzah, the Gabe spit. That's a Meseches Beya. Shvachos Kan, this is the case of Shvachos, where, what's it called, the halachas like Rabbi Lezer, that even if she was Machos 100 Shvachos, she still has to do some work. Gumos Meseches Nida. And Gumos is a sugya in Meseches Nida. What was the case of Gumos over there? The Gabe, somebody becoming reaching puberty, the Gabe the Saros, I think. Bluris Meseches Avodah Zarah, right? Bluris is a sugya in Meseches Avodah Zarah. Efer Makla Meseches Makos, that you can't put Efer Makla on your maka because it looks like a tattoo. And Gvina Meseches Avodah Zarah, Gvinas Akum, what Isurim apply to cheese made by Goyim. Plas Minayu Masnisen. Three of them are Mishnas or Brises. Shvachos, Bluris, and Gvina. The Plas Minayu Shmaitza. And three of them are from Amoroyim. The other three. Uparshinu Rav Malchiyo of Rav Malchiyo. Rav Papa Simonad Rav Malchiyo Polig. He argues that Rav Malchiyo didn't say the case of Shvachos. The Kamer Shvachos Rav Malchiyo Lesa. The Chol Masnisa Masnisa the Hacha Rav Malchiyo Parshinu. And our Mishnah is the case of Shvachos. So it would be Rav Malchiyo, not Rav Malchiyo. Avos Shmaisa the Amr Rav Malchiyo Modinolach. But the things that Amorim that I agree with, that was Rav Malchiyo Masnisa Malkasa. Legabe Shmaisa Havi Masnisa Malkasa. Legabe Shmaisa of Amorayim, the Brisa and the Mishnah are superior. So they're like a queen. Daha Mina Mosvinan to you of Tulishmaisa. You can ask a Kasha on a Shmaisa of Amorayim from a Mishnah or a Brisa. The Simonach Malchiyo Loshanakeva. Malchiyo is related to Malkasa. Malkasa is related to the more royal things of Mishnah and Brisa. Avo Malchiyo Loshen Zachar, and therefore that's going on the Shmais of Amoroi. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hainu Tanakama. They both say the same thing, right? That you shouldn't be idle. One says because being idle brings you to immorality, and the other one says idleness brings you to be crazy. Right, so what's the difference between them? What difference does it make? Brings you to be crazy or immoral, mice you shouldn't be idle. So Mara says, Nafkamina between them, Ikubinayu, Dimitalala Biguraisa, she has pets, puppies. Right, so she's busy, but it's not going to bring her to be crazy, but it could still bring her to be immoral. Kitnaisa Vinidarshir. Okay, Ketnaisa is Zirashi. Darsha is chess. She plays chess. The metal of Biguraisa Kitnaisa than the Darshir. Misacheches Biklovin Dakim. Right? She plays with puppies. I can't know, maybe Katnaisa goes going back on the Guraisa Kitnaisa. She has little puppies to keep her busy. Right? So she raises little puppies. So she keeps busy with that. She won't go crazy, but it still could be, bring her to immorality. Or Ishkakish. That's chess. Lidezima Ika, what's it called? She could still become promiscuous because she's not osik in anything serious. She's dealing with frivolous things, but she's busy. So she won't go crazy because she totally, idle, but she could still, from these frivolous things, plays chess all day and plays around with puppies, she could still become immoral. But crazy she's not going to become. Somebody who has nothing to do at all. Somebody who has a hobby or a pet or whatever is not going to go crazy, but they still are going to be idle enough not to be involved with anything serious, and they could come to schok the kalas rosh, may be in adam the erva. Okay. Mishnah. Hamader es ishto mitash mishamita. Beshame omrim shtei shabosos. Person made a nether that he's not going to have any hanoah from his wife. He didn't make a nether that she can't have hanoah from him because he's meshubit to her for tashmish. So he can't ask her his tashmish on her, but he can ask her on him. He made his nether, I'm not going to have any hanoah, meaning I can't live with her. So we give him 2 weeks. If he made that nether for 2 weeks, Beshame says, we let it stand, and after 2 weeks he begins to live with her again. Basil says no, 1 week. If it's more than 1 week, we make him divorce her and give her a ksuba. Talmidim yotzim Talmud Torah shelo b'rishu shloshim yom. Talmidei Chachamim can go learn Torah for 30 days without permission of their wives. Hapoalim Shabbos Achas. Workers can go away for a week without permission. Ha'onda ha'mura, because he's meshubit to her to live with her. That's onda. Ha'onda ha'mura b'Torah. What is the shear of onda that the Torah is mechayev a husband to his wife? Depends on a person's profession. Ha'tayolim b'chol yom. Tayolim, the Gemara is going to discuss, it says people who learn Torah inside the city. We'll see tomorrow. They have a onda every day. Ha'poalim shtayim b'Shabbos, poalim twice a week. Ha'chomorim achas b'Shabbos, donkey drivers once a week. Ha'gamolim achas l'shloshim yom, camel drivers once every 30 days. Ha'saponim achas l'shisha chadashim, sailors once every 6 months. Divrei Rav Elazar. We're going to discuss what Divrei Rav Elazar is going on, which of these cases. Rashi. Hamadr Sishto Kigon the Omer Ye Osir Hanos Tashmishcha Olai. I don't want to have any benefit from you, from any Hanoah from you. So that he can ask her. He can ask her Hanoah on him. Right? Aval Hanos Tashmishi Olecha, he can't ask her his Hanoah on her. You can't have any Hanoah from me. Because he's Meshubit to her, so he can't ask her that Shibut. Lo mitzra, the hamishubed la, the chsivi onasa lo yigra. He's mechuyev to live with her. The chiyuv of having marital relations is a chiyuv to the husband to the wife, not the opposite. V'hachi makmina ben adorim beperek elu adorim. Beshamei omrim shtei shabbosos imedira beis shabbosos tamtin. If he only made the nether for 2 weeks, we wait till the 2 weeks are over and then they resume living normally. Vim yosu yotzis viting suba. But if he made a nether for more than 2 weeks, we force him to divorce her and give her his ksuba, if she wants. If she doesn't want, she agrees, then it's her prerogative. But if she says nothing doing, right, then we have a right to force him to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Hatayolim mefarish migmara, hachamorim shiotzim likforim, lahavi tvua limkar b'shuk. These are donkey drivers, mule drivers, who go and sell tvua. They're truck drivers. Except then the trucks were mules. Hagamolim sochrei chavilos umevim alagmalim makom rochok. These are long distance truck drivers. Hasaponim, Porshim, Liyamagodl, Lekitzle Eretz. These are really long distance sailors. They go, what's it called, and bring things across the sea. So they're not home that often. Okay. My time at the Beis Shammai, Gamrim Yoledes. Why does Beis Shammai say we give 2 weeks? That's bearable. Because we learned it from Yoledes Nekeva. Yoledes Nekeva is Tommy for 2 weeks. So you see that a woman can hold off for 2 weeks. There's times when she's also to her husband for 2 weeks. Ubeisil Gamrim Yoledes Zachar. And Beisil says, no, we learned it from Yoledes Zachar. She's Tommy only 7 days. So we don't give her more than 7 days. So when it says Ubeisil Nami Nigmu Yoledes Nekeva, and I said, we see there is a time that a woman is also to her husband for 2 weeks. So why doesn't Beisil agree with Beis Shammai? Where it says Yoledes Gamri La Hachinami, you made a mistake. He didn't learn it from Yoledes. If you learn it from Yoledes, it makes sense to learn from Yoledes Nekeva that there's a 2 week period that a woman can be usher to her husband. Ela Beis Hilmi Nida Gamri La. He learns from a regular Nida of 7 days. So there is no regular Nida that's more than 7 days, right? So where it says Maika Mitzlagei, if you learn it from Yoledes or from Nida, Mar Sover Midi Deshriach Midi Deshriach. Nida is something, a regular thing. And a person who gets angry with his wife and makes this nether, I don't want to have any enjoyment from you. Now, it is a not too unusual thing for people to get angry with their wives. Umar sover midi dehu garim la, mi midi dehu garim la. And Beis Shammai says, no, you learn it from something that he's the cause, right? He's the cause of her being tamei by Yoledes. He made her pregnant. And he's the cause of her now being usher to him because he made the nether. Rashi, Mioledes Nekeva, Shishoa Shvuayim Itashmish. She doesn't have, can't live with him for 2 weeks. Nigmru Mioledes Nekeva, Kiva da Ashkechan Orech Ara Lishos Kolkach, Einlon Lekofalosi. Since we do find a period of time that a woman's also to her husband of 2 weeks, so she can wait for 2 weeks. Not Katherlech, she'll not get divorced. Hochi Garcinon, Im Yoledes Gamri Hochinami, and Hochinami, you'd be right if Beisila learned it from Yoledes, but he doesn't, he learns from Nida. Midi Deshriach, Kash, Shekois, Alishto, Madira. The fact that a guy gets angry with his wife and makes these kind of darim is not unusual. And Nida is not unusual. Midi Deshriach, Nidos. Lafuke Leida, Delo Shriach, Kulehai. It's not as usual for a woman to get pregnant as to have a period. Midi Dehu Garim La, Neder Ha'ish Gorim La Lishos. He caused her to be usher to him. The Chain Leida Al Yado Bolo. Same thing with Leida. He caused it. La Fuke Nida the Mamele. Nida is an order, something that happens by itself. The Eishlan Lilmo Min Hadome Afilo Lo Shiachol. Even though it's not as usual, but it's similar. One holds better to learn it from something similar, and the other one to learn it from something that's usual from usual. Okay. Omer Rav, Machlokas Ben Mefarish. That's only where he said Beferish 2 weeks, or 1 week, according to Beis Hillel. Avo Bestam, but if he didn't say a time limit, he said Stam, she's Aser, then Divrei HaKol, Yotzi La'alta. Then there's no reason to wait or make her wait. If she says, I want a divorce, we force him to divorce her, and he give her a ksuba. Yotzi La'alta, we take ksuba. Ushmuel Omer, Afilo Bestam Nami, Yamtin Shemayim, to Pesach Lindro. Even Stam, Shammai says we wait 2 weeks, and then we force him, and Beisil says we wait 1 week. We see, maybe within the week or 2 weeks, he'll find a Pesach, and he'll be shoel on the nether. Mor says, Ha pligi bochad hazimna. We have the same exact machlokas, a different time. Disnan, hamadr ishto melehaneslo. Here's a different thing. Guy made a nether that his wife shouldn't have any enjoyment from him. Not talking about what's it called tashmish now, we're talking about material enjoyment. So ad shloshim yom yamid parnis. So for 30 days he appoints a parnis, an apitropis to feed her. The Gemara over there asks, Lemaisa, the apitropis is feeding her for him. She's getting enjoyment from him. So the Gemara explains how he disassociates himself from what the apitropis gives. But after that, a woman can't live like that. You know, lives through a third party, not directly from her husband, so she can demand a divorce and We force him to divorce her, give her ksuba. The Omar Rav, Lo Shonu El Befarish. That's only what he said, 30 days. So for 30 days she can hold out with this arrangement. Aval Bistam, he didn't say 30 days. We don't even wait 30 days to force him to divorce her if she wants a divorce. Yotzi La Alter, he thinks Suba. Shmuel Omar, Afilu Bistam, Nami Yamtim. Bistam also, we wait 30 days. We don't do anything till 30 days. Because Mei Shai Shemiyim to Pesach, Lenidro. So the Chorah, this exact same machlokas, is the same machlokas, where there's a set time limit. Is that only where he said the time limit? But if he didn't say a time limit, we immediately make her get divorced? Or no, we wait that time limit to see, maybe he can get out of the nether. Mer says Tricha, no, you need both cases. Diit mer baha baha kamarath, mishim dolo efshim aparnis. Our case, he can't, you know, deal with his wife through a third party when it comes to Tashmish. It's either him or nobody. But to feed her, to give her support, that he could do through a third party. That you wait the 30 days. The Itmar Bahi, if it said the case of Parnes, I would say that's where Shmuel says, the case of Tashmish, I would say that case is where you don't wait. But, so therefore we need both cases, because in the case of the Parnes, it's possible to have an arrangement for 30 days. Here is no possible arrangement. She has to suffer for 2 weeks or a week. Rashi. Afil v'stamna miyamtin l'beishamesh teishabosul behil shava azach. Even if he didn't say a time limit, we wait 2 weeks according to Beishamesh, or 1 week according to Beishil, before we do anything. Shema besoch hazman yilmad limso pesach harato lomer adaita d'ochi lo nadri v'yatir lo chocham nidro. Maybe in that time period he'll find a way out of the nether, even though he made the nether open ended. He said he made a nether that she can't have any enjoyment for him for 30 days. This is not talking about Tashmish. Because he can't ask her what's all himself on her because he's Meshubit to her. Right? He can only ask her himself on her for material things. The Gabi Mezonos Nomi Mokminanela Kamon Ba Omer Lot Si Maisi Odach Mezonosayach. It's talking where he's not Meshubit to support her, because he says, you work, support yourself. Right? And what's it called? He's allowed to do that. She's allowed to not get Mezonos and work and keep her earnings. Uparnis Meshum de Losafkas. That's what I need a parnis for. She's supporting herself. Talking where her earnings aren't enough, so he's responsible to make up the difference. The istemok miskigon shehu min agamolim or min asaponim shein lekofel bishvil tashmish. Some say it's talking about a guy whose owner is not for a longer time than 30 days, like the sailors or whatever. So it doesn't affect the tashmish, even though he's asking tashmish too, but no effect because he's not chayiv anyway for 6 months. Versus the love milsi, it's not true. To mok me lekamon akuluk tani masis lina mavish shavua achas. It doesn't make a difference when the owner is. If he asks himself for a week, even for a guy whose own is not 6 months, there's a difference between somebody who's mutter and just not doing it, or somebody's osser. It applies across the board. Yamid parnis sheyozun osa v'osim parich v'atun parnis lav shulchusay odin. The Gemara over there asks, how could the partner be supported? He's doing it for the sake of the husband, so she's getting enjoyment from him. Tashmish lo efshu b'parnis. Tashmish, obviously, you can't give over to a third party to take care of. V'itmar b'hob me'lehonos lo b'hom or Shmuel mishum de efshu b'parnis. Maybe Shmuel said his din that you wait 30 days only when it's possible to do through a third party, but if it's not possible, then even Shmuel agrees you get divorced immediately. Okay.